So Zog the Gemara on the top of Nun Aleph Amid Beis. We're continuing the different milas that we have to do by Koshel Bracha. Umagbiyoy min akarka tefach. You have to lift it off the ground, a tefach. In the olden days, they were meisiv al akarka. Hesebe was reclining on the ground, a type of bed recliner on the ground. So you have to lift the kois, a tefach, off the karka. Today, in Shulchan Aruch, it's kepasuk in Kufpei Gimel, that we eat on a table, so you also have to lift it a tefach off the table. Others say it's enough if you lift it even a mashuhu, because the whole purpose of lifting is that people should see the kois. So once you lifted a mashuhu, you already can see the kois. Others say you have to see more than the kois. You have to see the actual wine. What do you have to see? You have to noisen ein of boy. What do you have to look at? The kois or the wine? And the Ramon says in Kufpei Gimel, he says that you shouldn't use a glass that's a very narrow rim, because then you won't be able to see the wine. He calls that a gluz, some type of narrow rim. The maiska, the person can come out that it's enough, the Magen Avraham, if you merely look at the cup. So magbir min akarka tefach, is it applicable by shulchan, the chatchila avali, lifted off the table as tefach too, in order that people should see the cup, or even better, the wine. Where do we see a hint to this in the pasuk? It says in Tehillim, kois yeshuos esa, when I lift the cup, uveshem Hashem echo, and then I'm call out b'shem Hashem. That's when you're mevarich. So birchas hamazon, the kosher bracha, yeshem Hashem echo, after it's kois yeshuos esa. Zog the Gemara, the next criteria was v'noisin ein of boy. You look at it, like we said, look at the cup, or even better, at the wine. It's in order that you shouldn't be mesiach das. You know what? You have to be. Can't be mesiach das. Kosher bracha. You can't talk. Emafsikin. You can't interrupt. So as soon as you see the cup, you can't be mesiach das. So look at it. Steer it. And after the bracha, and you took a sip, you send it to anshe beisoy. Rashi said it on Aleph. That means your wife. In order that his wife should be blessed. That means she should be zoicha for a bracha b'nei ma'ayim. The Mishbura says over there that even if his wife did not eat part of the suda, the mere fact that you're sending a kosher bracha, that itself is the bracha. That itself is the skula. The tisbacha bis tevisu. Zog the mother the following story. Ula ikle levei Rav Nachman. Ula came to the house of Rav Nachman. Korich rifta, and they ate bread. Borech birchas mezoina. So Ula was mevorech birchas mazon. Now, what did he do when he drank the areach is mevorech? So who did he give the cup of wine to after he took a sip himself? Yov le kosa de birchas al Rav Nachman. He gave it to his host, Rav Nachman, not to the wife. Omer le Rav Nachman, so Rav Nachman said, lish dema kosa de birchas al Yalta. Give some of the kosher bracha to my wife Yalta. Yalta was the name of the wife of Rav Nachman. Omer le, so Ula said, no. This is what I heard from Rabbi Yechanan. Ein pri bitno shalish misborech. A woman's womb is not blessed. Elami pri bitno shalish. It's following the bracha and the man. So if you, a husband, are going to drink from the kosher bracha, the pri bitno shalish will be in his borech. So you don't have to give it to her. Shenema, like it says in the pasuk, uberach pri bitnecha. It says your beten. Pri bitno loinema. Don't say her beten. Ela pri bitnecha. So it suffices if I give it to you, Rav Nachman. We find similarly in the Braisach, from where we see that the woman's womb is blessed, from where through the pribitna shalish, so this took place, and meanwhile Yalta did not get the kosher bracha. Yalta heard about this commotion. She's not getting, she's yes getting, she doesn't need to get, her husband gets on her behalf. So she got very angry. She stood up out of anger. So Gashi omda bekas, but also levei chamra, and she went into the wine closet, and over there was a whole collection of good chardonnays. V'tavre dalad mei danre chamra, v'tavre, and she broke 400 dane de chamra, 400 barrels of wine. Out of anger, you don't want to give me kosher bracha? My husband is saying, I mean, the husband actually said he should give it, but Ula is the one that told her husband Reb Yechanan's memra, so she went and broke all the barrels of wine. Omer Rav Nachman. So Rav Nachman turned again to Ula and he said, I got to stop this madness. Nishda lomar kosa achina. Give her a different cup. Sholachlo, he sent her the following message. Kol hai navga de birchasahi. Anything that I'm giving you now is all part of the kosher bracha, even though the kosher bracha was already finished. But it's all coming from the same barrel. So the bracha is chal even on this wine that I'm giving you now. The Goyin in Simen Reish Vav brings a raya from this Gemara that when a person makes a bracha on a food item, he makes a shahakol, and later on they bring him, even if it wasn't befun of, the same food item, the same bracha, or the same food item, or the same bracha from a different food item, you don't have to make a bracha again. Why? Because kol hainavga the birchas ahi. It's all part of the bracha. It's from a barrel, this is from the kosher bracha, it's from a cup, and this is coming, emanating from a barrel, but it's all one big connection. So it's all kosher the birchasa. So Zakhtar Goyen, who went in when it comes to the same bracha, you don't make a bracha twice. It's all nichol on the original bracha. Zakhtar Gemara. Now, the Ramah says it's better that your das is on the food items that you might receive. If a person makes a shahakal on a food item, have in mind, I'm being patterning all the other shahakals that they might bring from the same min, from different minim, like this year, you for sure, yotzim this veka. So Akoponim, he gave it his message. So sholcholei, so she told him back, I don't need these type of brochus. Mi ma'adure mili, umi smaltute kalmi. Ma'adure mili, Rashi says, machzire ba'ayoras yibetom etvorim. People that go around, peddlers, they always yap a lot. The yapping of the peddlers, that's what you're telling me now. You're telling me now, it's all kol hay navga de birchasi. It's all kol poish abracha. That's like the peddlers that yap, or another thing she said. Mismartute kalmi. So Rashi mimishrike begodim from the shards of clothing, bluim memuratim yirbukinim. You're gonna find lice. So what you're telling me now is, this is like old cloaks that are worn and torn are gonna have lice in there. That's what you're telling me. You're telling me these words of appeasement. It's like the yappers of the peddlers and the lice that you find in old begodim. From the fact that the goyim brings a raya from what he said, so Weiss, he held that she was wrong. Okay, and chenami, zok the gemara, Omar Rav Asi. Rav Asi says as follows: Ein mesichin al koshel bracha. You're not allowed to be mesiach. That means once you hold the koshel bracha, you're not allowed to talk any other idle talk, any talk. You have to be, you can't be mesiach, that's from the koshel bracha. You can't, no speaking anymore. You can make a bracha on a birchas hakoyis after you have two cups. Two cups is zugiyos. What's koshel pagoniyos? Meaning, bisman hazeh, we're not koshish for zugiyos. Zugiyos, in this man of the Gemara, they were koshish for it. All types of bad omens. Two, double, two, four, six. So they didn't want to have zugiyos. So don't make a koshel bracha being after two cups, or the second cup is a koshel bracha. Tani nami hochi. Hashoyse. If someone drinks two cups, that's not the time to make now the birchas, the bracha on a kois. That's not the birchas a kois to make, because it's after two. Bishum shenemar, hikon likas lekech Yisrael, v'haylo miskin. This is not something that's good. This is not something that's zugos. Omra bavo v'amlo masis in tono. Ha'oichel, if someone eats, umahalach, and he's walking, mevorech mu'umid. So stop in your tracks, and bench birchas hamazon when you're standing. This is similar like we had by Kriyashma. Kriyashma, the rice of the first pasuk, or alav avecha. So when you're saying Kriyashma, when you're walking, stop in your tracks and be oimid until the end of the first pasuk. So here also, birchas hamazon is the rice. So if you're walking while you're eating, stand in your place by birchas hamazon. Uksho oichal mu'umid, and when you're eating standing, so then do the next step. Mevarach meyushev, make more of a kriyas. Ukshu meisev, and when you're reclining and lying down, va'oichol, then don't bench reclining. That's not the proper either. But rather yoishev mevarach, sit up straight and bench. V'hilchason, it comes out either way. Whatever you do, bekula yoishev mevarach. It's better to always be yoishev. That means if you're reclining, be yoishev. If you're walking, don't just stop and stand, but rather be yoishev. And if you're standing, for sure be yoishev. So it's better to be yoishev mevarach. Let's see Tosis Taka. Tosis says, what's the Hilchasa Kula Yoshev Mavarech? The bottom Tosis Lefish Birchas Hamazon Deraisa. So Ichmir Bali is Yoshev Mavarech. Because it's Deraisa, you have to sit. Shri Asor Advarim Namuboy, Mashenke Besha Brochus, who Nutriken, Mashenke Besha Brochus. But who Nutriken? So now Tosis brings a Nutriken. Velchalto, Vesavota, what does Vesavota stand for? Shave, Ace, Uverachto. Vesavota stands for shave, sit, Ace at the time. Uverachto, when you bench. Velchalto, visavoto, uverachto, shave ace, uverachto. So, avdem shteid, lebirchas hamazon, so you have to sit when you say birchas hamazon. Mipir Reb Moshe Albert. There's the quotes of Reb Moshe Albert. That's what he said, this nutriken. So, there's on the top, emesichan akosha brocha, pirz rashi, shlo yasiach hamavorech. The person that's making the bracha should not be mesiach, mishnosel akosha brocha, once he received the kosha brocha. Vuhu adin amesubin, the people that are listening. She'ein rashoin lasiach, because they are also being yoitz with the mevorech. The beinon she is kavin shemeil mashmiya. Begamein lahapsik hashoimim besichas chulin. And there's people listening shouldn't stam shmuz. K'mo she'ein ha-mevorech hashoin lasiach, just like the mevorech can't shmuz. Va'afi, even though we find the Gemara that says in Rosh Hashanah, if you yoitz it, Tkiya Shoifa. Your Yoitza Tesha Tkiyos Betesha Shoiz Beyoim. That means you can hear it in 9 hours in a day. It doesn't say you can't speak in between. So why over here is it a difference? Mashmash Shemea Soch Ben a time. If your Yoitza Shemea Koino, who says you can't speak in between? The Mavarech can't. But who said the Shemea Koino can't speak in between? Tesha Tkiyos Betesha Shoiz. Obviously you're speaking in between. Your Yoitza either way. So Tesis Lachatkhila in Lazis Kain. Umir Nira Dahana Dafka Beshosha Mavarech Shoisig Ma'at Ben Brocha Labrocha. Aval Beshosha Mavarech. Meaning even this b'di'eved, that maybe a yoytze, if you speak, is only between brachas. But during the bracha, obviously, you're not even yoytze b'di'eved if you're talking, because how you yoytze shemei ha-koyin, if you're talking, you can do two things at the same time. Hadan aloch shloish shachlu, hadan aloch shloish shachlu, hadan aloch shloish shachlu. Zog the Mishnah. Eilu dvorim shem shebein bei shamai uvein beis hillel. Now the Mishnah, this parak, discusses the dinei su'uda. So these are the differences between Beisham and Beis Hillel. The Suda. Beisham oimim mevorech al yoim v'achem mevorech al yain. Beisham says, when you have Shabbos and Yontif, so there's a birchas hayoim, there's a birchas hayain. We say first, bari priya gofen, and then we say, mekadesh Shabbos, mekadesh sol v'azmanim. So Beisham says, no, mevorech al yoim, first you say mekadesh Shabbos, and then mevorech al yain, and then you finish off with bari priya gofen. We pass like Beis Hillel. Mevorech al yayin. First you make bar piyag gofen. V'achem mevorech al yoyim. And then you say mekadesh Shabbos. Beisham oimim. The next machlokes is beisham oimim noitin liyadayim. First you wash your hands. V'achach moiz gan esakoyis. That means a person is gonna eat bread. He's a tzuda in front of him. So you first noitin liyadayim, and then you moizik the kois, and then you pour the wine. And if you pour the wine, You pour the wine, according to Beis Shammai, you drink the wine. And it's not called a hefsek. It's not called a hefsek to the Netil Sidayim and the Hamoitzi. Ubeis Hillel Oimrim, Moiz Gan Esakoyis, you first pour the wine, V'achan Noit L'Yadayim, and only afterwards are you Noit L'Yadayim. You don't drink between the Netil Sidayim and the Achila. But rather, first you're Moiz Gan Esakoyis, you drink, and then you only Noit L'Yadayim. Like we do when we make Kiddush. We Noit L'Yadayim, I mean, we make Kiddush, and then we know to your dime. Zog Rashi, the third Rashi, v'achakach moizgin esakoyis, meaning, yayin abolif ne'am bozen, the wine that comes before the mozen. We had this different paparois before the mozen. Before the main dish, you have wine. For us, it's called Kiddush, but ma'isa in a regular weekday, you also can have wine before the mozen. Can I mean for a ketzim avochin, hesebu, when they reclined, af bishanotal, heviu lem yayin, v'komi beisham, and that beisham says, noit l'li yadayim, first you wash your hands, v'achach shoysim, and then you drink, esakoyis, v'oichim sudosim, and then you have the suda, b'hi netila, with that same netila that you did before you drank, and the drinking is not a hefsek. U'bishilo oimrim, moizgin esakoyis, you moizgin the koyis, v'shoysim, and you drink the wine, and only then you go and wash your hands for the hamoitzi. Let's see the Gemara, the reasons of both of them. The next machlokes, beishama oimrim mekaneach yodah b'mapa. When you the netilas mayim rishonim, the drying of your hands from the netilas yadayim, you do on a mapa, on a towel, umeinicho al hashulchan, and you leave it available on the shulchan in order to constantly during the meal be able to clean yourself from the zuamas hatavshel zakrashi, so it'll be available to clean yourself. Ubeis Hillel Oimrim, no, ala keses. You place this map on the keses, which is not something that you leave on the table, some type of pillow away from the table, and that's where you leave it, not in front of you. Right. So Rashi says, not that you dry it on the keses. You dry it on a mappa. But you don't leave this mappa on the table to avail during the meal, but rather you go to the couch if you want to clean yourself in the mezuzah and satafshel. Zog Rashi, where you leave it. Beis Hillel Oimrim, ala kar la keses yanicheno achikein. You place the mappa on the kar and the keses, not on the table. V'shom yekaneach b'yodav, and that's where you dry your hands. Tomid, that's where you always go to clean yourself. V'taim v'fash b'gmora, why it's not on the table. Machlokes is if you keep the mappa on the table or you keep it on the keses. Beisham Oimrim, after you finish eating, so you clean up the crumbs. Why do you clean up the crumbs first? Because if you're going to now be noitel yadayim for mayim achronim, water might drip on the shiori apas, and that we said, bizu yoichlin. You cannot get bread wet. You cannot be mevaza oichel. So first, clean and sweep. Ubeis Hillel Oimrim, no. Noitli Yadayim, you first could be Noitli Yadayim, Mayim Achorin. V'achem Mechabed Nizabayis. And only afterwards, you're Mechabed, you sweep. The Gemara is going to explain the Yisrael Mechlegis. Beishame Oimim, now it comes to Motzah Shabbos. A person has one cup of wine. Now he has to make Avdolah, and he also has to make Birch Samozen ala Kois. So what do you do? What's to say that Dvorim? Beishame Oimim, Ner. First you make the Avdolah, the Ner. So we're holding now a person is in the middle of Shal Shudas, and now he is faced with Havdalah that he has to make on the Kois, and Birch Samozen ala Kois. So Beishame Oimim, Ner. First you make the Birch Samozen, Umozoin, then you make Birch Samozen, Upsomim, then you do the Psomim, V'Havdalah, and then you finish the Havdalah. Ubeis Hillel Oimrim, Ner. First you do the Ner. They both agree Ner goes first. Upsomim, and then goes Psomim. So the Machlokes already is, does Ner Psomim follow Ner, or is there Mozen in between? Mozen, he flips around Mozen and Psomim. That's where the Yisrael Machlokes is. Do you put Psomim next to Ner, or does Mozen go first? The Havdalah, and you finish off with Havdalah. Meaning they both agree that Havdalah is at the end. And that the Gemara is going to say, in order to be Ma'acher Yetzias HaShabbos. You don't want to have Havdalah only at the last point, to be Ma'acher Yetzias. The Machlokes is that, are you Makdim Birch Samozen to the Psomim? Because since you ate first, so you mischai first in Birch Samozen, or do you know you masmich besomim to the Ner, because the Maaseh they both meinyan of the Yetzias HaShabbos, the Psomim and the Ner. Now, the Etzem Boyer Pri HaGofen, that you might make even before everything, before the Ner. We'll see the Gemara explains the Yisrael Machlokes. Beshame Oimrim, Shebora Ma'or Ha'esh. We make, in past tense, Boyrei Ma'or Ha'esh. Beshame says, you make a singular term, he holds Bora Ma'or Ha'esh is past tense. You're not allowed to make a bracha on the ner psomim from akum, from avodah zarah. Actually, akum means stam from goyim. Gemara is going to explain the reason. V'lala ner v'lab psomim shal meisim, or from meisim. V'lala ner v'lab psomim shal avodah zarah. You're not allowed to be nana from it. V'ein mevorchin l'al ner at shi'us l'oyroi. You cannot make the bracha until you're nana from the ner. You have to benefit from it. If someone ate and he forgot to bench, so what do you do now? You already left your place where you ate the meal. So beishame oimim yachzalim koyma, go back to where you were. We yavarich and bench over there. Ubeis hilal oimrim yavarich b'malkim sheniska. You bench where you are. You don't have to go back. Vad masim yavarich. And what's the time span that you still can bench? At kadesh is akla moyin shebemeiv, until the digestion process of the food is totally digested. And that's a certain time span, 72 minutes, whatever that is. It's you need the shear of equal. Once you pass that digestion, then you can't bench anymore. Bolem yain acham ozoin. Now we're talking about the wine that comes after the meal, before the benching. So im ein shom elo oisa kois. If that's the only kois that you have, and you have now the wine that you want to drink, and you also have the birchas hamozen, the wine. So beishama oimim mevorech ala yain. First you make the boy priya gofen, v'achem mevorech ala mozen. And the birchas hamozen is not going to be ending over the birchas hakois. You only have one cup. Ubisil Oimim, no. Even though you want to have your final dessert, so to speak, the wine at the end of the meal, you're stuck because you only have one cup. So Mavarich al Mozen, first you make Birch Samozen, Vachem Varch al Yain, and you make the Yain afterwards in order to have Birch Samozen al Yain. V'oinin Omer Ach Yisrael HaMavarich, we answer Omen when a Jew makes a bracha. Even if you only hear part of the bracha, Rashi says. Bashe Enkin by a Kuti. V'ein Oinin Omen Ach HaKuti HaMavarich. A kuti, he might make the bracha lahagrizim. If he didn't hear the whole bracha, you don't know who he is mevarech to. So by kuti, you can only answer amen if you hear the whole bracha from beginning till end. Zok ma'otan rabbonon. Dvorim shem beisham beisil besuda. Beisham oim mevarech al yoim. The difference between beisham beisil is beisham says you first mevarech al yoim, va'achem mevarech al yayin. Meaning, first you make the birchas al yoim. That's the first chelik of the Mishnah. You say mekadesh sol v'azmanim. You say mekadesh shabbos. And then you mevarech alayin, and only then you make a gofen. And Beis Hillel says the opposite. What's the reason of Beis Shammai? Shahayoyim goyim liayin shiyovoy. What's the reason that you're making a birchas hayayin hagofen? It's only because of the holiday. It's only because of the Shabbos and the Yontif. So the Shabbos and the Yontif goes first. The Shabbos and the Yontif is the direct cause of making birchas hayayin. So that's why mekadesh haShabbos goes before hagofen. Hayoyim goyim liayin shiyovoy. Ukva kiddush hayoyim. And likewise, an additional reason. Kiddush hayoyim takes place before. The wine you only chayv when they bring you the wine. But kiddush hayoyim is as soon as it's night. It's kiddush hayoyim. So Shabbos, Yontif comes before the chiyuv of birchas hagofen. V'adayin yayin lebo, yayin doesn't come till they serve you. So two reasons, Beis Shammai says, Kiddush HaYoyim goes before Birchas HaYayin. U'Beis Hillel Oimrim, Mevorech HaLayayin, you first make HaGofen. And that's what we do. V'achem Mevorech HaLayayin, and only then you make Kaddish HaShabbos. Why? Shayayin goyrim lekedusha shita omer. Meaning, if not for yayin, you would not make kiddush. True, the Shabbos comes first, and true, all these things are true, that if not for Shabbos, you wouldn't make kiddush. But at the end of the day, the yayin is goyrim lekedusha shita omer. If not for the yayin, you would not make kiddush at all. So the yayin goes first. You make a bar piyag from first. Dover achar, an additional reason. Hill wants two reasons too. Birchas hayayin tedira. Birchas yayin is more common because todir v'shena todir todir koyim. Ubirchas hayayin mena tedira. Shabbos is once a week. Yontif is once a season. So in Mela it's much less of a tediras. So birchas hayayin goes first. Todir v'shena todir todir koyim. V'halocha kedivah beis hillel. We make bar piyag often, and then we make mekadosh Shabbos. V'yisol v'azmanim. We make the birchas hayayin afterwards. Why does Beis Hillel need two reasons? Since Beis Shammai has two reasons. So, Hocha Chode and Beis Hillel only has one. So, I want to show you Beis Hillel has two reasons too. Hocha Nami Tarti Ninu. Number one, Birchas Hayayin Tedira. Ubirchas Hayoyim Eina Tedira. Birchas Hayayin is Todir. Betodir Vishayin is Todir. Todir Koidim. So, Mela, I want to show you that Beis Hillel has a second reason too. Besides the reason of Yain Gorm Lakdush Shta Omer, it's also a din of Todir Vishayin is Todir. The Halacha Kedivrei Beis Hillel. That looks like Beis Hillel. Fekmo Pshita. We know that halachas of Beis Hillel. In Kol HaTarikul, we always pass like Beis Hillel. In all the Mishnayos, we always pass like Beis Hillel. Zog Ma'odon Nafka Baskoil. There was a Baskoil that came out, the halachas like Beis Hillel. So the Gemara says, two tirutzim. Ibo Yisayim Koinem Baskoil, this Psak halacha we gave before the Baskoil came out. Ibo Yisayim Alacha Baskoil, V'Rebbe Shuhi, Tafnun Bezom and Aleph, Do'ama Ein Mashgichem Baskoil. That Rebbe Shuhi Shita is in Bamatzia, that the whole story was the Tanush Lachanoi. He says, Ein Mashgichim a Baskol. Torah is Lebe Shemayim. You can't paskin based on a Baskol, a voice that emanates from heaven. Torah is Lebe Shemayim. So, Kong to Rebbe Shuhi, Ein Mashgichim a Baskol. So, Mela, we have to say clearly over here, that looks like Beis Hillel. We'll stop over here, the top of Nun Bezom and Aleph.